Hey, you're listening to the WUOT podcast. Garrett McQueen, Melanie Dotson, and Todd Steeter here. We're going to have a look at what is coming up here very soon at the Big Ears Festival. Some of the things that we think you might enjoy. Maybe we'll even listen to a couple of things. Garrett, do you have something that you're particularly excited about the world should know about?
Oh, yeah, many things. Well, before we began taping, we were talking a little bit about the fusion of classical jazz and other sort of genres. And the Big Ears Festival is a great way to really dive into music that just blurs all sorts of lines and doesn't fit anything into one box. There is a bassoon septet coming, which I'm very excited about, but the artist I'm most excited about is a woman by the name of Michelle Ndegiacello. She is an artist who has worked in R&B and rap and those genres for many years, but she is really popular these days still. Her first album came out back in 1993, an album called Plantation Lullabies. As I mentioned, she's still popping, as many of my friends would say. There was a Billboard.com article written about her just a few days ago, actually. She has 11 albums, and she has been featured on the soundtrack of many films, including How Stella Got Her Groove Back, if y'all remember that one, really great film. But the music that she'll be performing at Big Ears this year is from an album called Ventriloquism. It's an album that covers older rap and R&B and blues tunes. So on this album, there are covers of songs by Sade, by Janet Jackson, TLC. And I find this really interesting because on the classical side, you know, in orchestras, we're always duplicating music written years ago, many years ago, but we don't see a lot of the reimagining in other genres the way we see in classical music. And I'm really looking forward to this. You know, I always love getting a new perspective on music I know, and it sounds like she's going to really bring it to Big Ears. I'm very much looking forward to that.
The first time I ever remember hearing about her was there was a video with her and John Cougar doing a Van Morrison song.
Mm.
It was on what they called MTV.
Hey, I remember that.
Yeah, it was something that was on TV that had an M in it. It was actually when they still had music. Speaking of music.
and before we move on, I guess I should mention that her set is at the Bijou Theater on the 22nd. That's at 7 o'clock.
I guess that's my favorite venue over there. When it's all said and done, I guess I gotta choose the Bijou. It's like if two acts are of equal interest and one's at the Bijou, that's the one I'm going to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like
that more intimate setting there.
I do. Mm-hmm. I think it sounds better, and the seats have cushions.
Very important.
It is. It is very important. So, Melanie, do you have one of your top recommendations for the people?
Man, you know, it's always hard to choose. At the top of the list might have to be Anushka Shankar. I mean, I've been listening to her for a while, and I have to admit, I don't really know a whole lot about Indian classical music, but I love it. I love listening to it. It makes me feel good. And this piece of music, she's performing her brand new composition entitled Land of Gold. And this is her personal reaction to the immigration crisis that's going on around the world. And so I watched a video where she talks about this, and she feels it very deeply. And I just think it sounds like a very fascinating and important piece of music to listen to.
Wow. And now, one of my favorite places to see music is the Bijou, but another one of my favorite places to see it is Carnegie Hall. And apparently,
I've heard of that venue.
Yeah, apparently, like, everybody in this room has played there or will play there except me. And Melanie, you're actually going to miss Big Ears because you're playing Carnegie Hall.
It's true. It's true. Man, I have mixed feelings about this. I'm thrilled to be able to play at Carnegie Hall. I'm accompanying some high school choirs that are forming a sort of an East Tennessee honors choir, and we're performing a concert there. Very exciting. I've never even been inside, so I'm excited just to see it. But I'm really sad to miss Big Ears. It's the first time.
Well, I'll sneak in my recorder for Anushka Shankar for you.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, just don't mention it anywhere. Thank you.
Well, you know, earlier I mentioned a bassoon septet that was coming into town, so obviously I'm really looking forward to that. They're called the Rushes Ensemble, and they adopted that name after recording a piece by Michael Gordon back in 2014. The name of that piece was called Rushes, so this is the Rushes Ensemble. It's a bassoon septet with many bassoonists I do know, actually. One of the members is a Middle Tennessee bassoonist. Her name is Maya Stone. She subbed with the Knoxville Symphony many times, so I'm looking forward to seeing her and hearing this group. You know, one reason I think it's important to really pay attention to the Rushes Ensemble at this Big Ears Festival is because when you think about the bassoon in its classical sense, there's still, you know, is such a gap in the repertoire. You know, everyone wrote a violin concerto, everyone wrote a piano concerto, but, you know, there isn't a lot of bassoon music out there. Specifically music for bassoon ensemble, and even more specifically contemporary music for bassoon ensemble. So this is really going to be a very unique thing to hear. They're performing at the Knoxville Museum of Art at 2 o'clock on the 24th. I think that's Saturday.
And you have no particular bias about bassoon music? Or
Well, you know, the bassoon and I, we've been in a relationship for many, many, many years. So,
well, it sounds like you're committed.
I am committed, at least at this point.
Yeah. Melanie, what else you got in there?
Well, I'm really excited that the Jerry Douglas Band is going to be performing here for several reasons. Number one, they're just an amazing band, and I love their new album. It's just good music and good playing. Jerry Douglas, you know, he's been described as a bluegrass musician, but I don't like putting him into that box or that band. I mean, I just think that they're just good musicians. And it's great music. And a couple of them are my friends, which makes me super excited, too. I hate to miss them, but hopefully I'll hear them again down the road. But, yeah, we've heard some of their music on your improvisations.
Yeah, and we're going to have that record as our thank you gift during the...
Oh, that's excellent. Phenomenal.
During the fun drive coming up in April, the musicians on the record that have an Knoxville tie, let's see if we can name them all. Daniel Kimbrough.
Mm-hmm. Mike Seal.
Mike Seal. Jamel Mitchell.
Vance Thompson.
Vance Thompson. Wow. I mean, yeah. It's going to be fun. Just
over
to,
half the band.
I know. He was telling me that they would be watching University of Tennessee football games and yelling on airplanes, and the rest of the band going, I don't get it. but the band is fantastic, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it really is a wonderful thing. One person I'm looking forward to seeing again is Wu Fei, who plays mm-hmm. the Guzheng, and mm-hmm. she was a guest on Studio 865. And I saw her last year in the Catholic Church, and it was, I mean, I like her music a lot, but that experience where it's one of those where you just sat down and went, oh, this person's going to take over my emotional and mental state for the next 45 minutes. And that place was just super quiet, and the natural reverberations of Guzheng in there were just amazing. Music from Wu Fei, who will be performing at the Big Ears Festival in several configurations, and one time, I think, with Abigail Washburn.
And, you know, speaking of Abigail Washburn, her husband, Bela Fleck, will also be around during Big Ears. I'm really looking forward to that for sure. You know, I'll tell a quick story. So maybe it was, two or three years ago now, I was invited to sub on contrabassoon with the Louisville Orchestra. And when I got the folder, I saw a banjo concerto in there. And I thought to myself, a banjo concerto? What could that possibly be? anyway, so we get to the performance hall for rehearsal, and I was completely, you know, blown away. Bela Fleck is doing such a great job of exploring the banjo, its uses, how it can be used, its origins. You know, he had that documentary a few years ago.
Throw
Down Your Heart, right, where he goes back to Africa and explores the origins of the banjo. He'll be here along with the Brooklyn Rider Quartet. You know, we've heard Bela Fleck and Brooklyn Rider on both the morning and afternoon concerts, so it's really exciting to have them in town as well. They're performing at the Church Street United Methodist Church on the 23rd at 7 o'clock. Bela Fleck, I also want to mention, is named after, little fun fact here, is named after a few classical composers. His name is Bela Anton Leos Fleck, after Bela Bartok, Anton Webern, and Leos Janacek.
What?
Yeah.
My mind is blown right now. I did not know that.
Yeah, so music has always been with him, even just in name.
That is very cool.
One thing I feel I should definitely mention is that there is a plethora of jazz this year, just a ton of jazz. Roscoe Mitchell, Tyshawn Sorey, Craig Taborn, who I interviewed recently. I'm going to do an entire jazz preview on Tuesday night show on March the 20th. So if you're interested in all the different jazz, including the Jason Moran, Fats Waller thing, that'll all be featured on my show on Tuesday night's Improvisations at 6:30.
There's one more piece I have to mention that I'm really excited about, and I wish I could hear. It is Julia Wolf's In Anthracite Fields. And this is a performance by the Bang on a Can All-Stars, teamed up with Nashville's choral ensemble called Sonus. And this is a really interesting piece where she draws on the oral histories, interviews, speeches, whole advertisements, and creates this piece of music that gives a very intimate look at the Pennsylvania coal mines or coal region. And there's going to be a film that goes along with that, and it just captures that that region and that period in American history. And it just sounds like a really interesting, profound work.
I think I should mention that members of the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra will be participating in the Big Ears Festival this year. I won't be participating in those performances, but I will be playing on the Nels Klein show, which I'm really excited about. It's always fun to jump into a different genre, something a little different. I think they're performing music from his Lover's Set. Yeah, I'm sure you know much more about that than I do. and as we can, you know, as we continue to talk about how Big Ears really focuses on blurring the lines between genres and kind of breaking down these boxes, you know, Nels Klein has always really been great about taking jazz and incorporating classical elements, incorporating indie rock elements. So that's another one to look out for. They're performing at the Tennessee Theater on the 22nd at 7:30 p.m.
Yeah, and I just thought of another really exciting addition to this year's festival, and that is of the Appalachian element, which I love because I feel like there's sort of a stereotype that some people have of Appalachian music and Appalachian people. And I feel like by featuring it here at the Big Ears Festival, it's really elevating it to the level of respect that it deserves. And I know that there are going to be a lot of surprises in store with it, too. I know they're going to put their Big Ears twist on it. It's not going to be, you know, straight up fiddle music, which is great and I love. But, yeah, I think it'll be a really interesting addition to the festival.
Mm-hmm. And you're from Appalachia, so it's close to your heart.
It is, very much so. And let me just say, Appalachian music is not easy to play. It requires a lot of skill to play all those notes. So yeah, I think that'll be a really wonderful addition to this year's festival.
Melody Dotson, Garrett McQueen, thank you so much. And we'll see all of you out at the festival, unless you're playing Carnegie Hall.
Looking forward.
Yeah, me too.